This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Halftime in Minneapolis, and the Huskers with a 10-point road lead. I'm Matt Coatney in the Husker Sports Network studios, Nebraska 24. Minnesota 14. Now let's go back to the Drive Sober broadcast booth in Minneapolis. Here's Greg Sharp.
All right, thank you, Matt. We are joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. It's great to see you again this week. We talk to you each and every week during our football halftimes, and we talk about what's on your mind when it comes to NU. What's our topic of the day today?
Well, today the topic is early education and the absolute need to get kids started on the right track. And so I'm an educator by trade. I'm also a dad. I've seen my children grow and develop. I've seen other people's children grow and develop. I've seen children do well, and I've seen children struggle. And what it comes down to is, did these kids get a head start in their early stages of life? Were they exposed to vocabulary-rich and print-rich environments? Did they get the education and the services that they needed in order to be successful in kindergarten? And really, the first 8 years of life is a critical time, because what happens during that time determines future success.
So you've been thinking about kids, little kids, and how to get them started off the right way.
Exactly. So I think of preschool as the first day of college. If a child starts behind or starts preschool behind, she or he is less likely to stay in school, graduate from college, and become a productive member of society. And if we want all children in Nebraska to have equal opportunities for success, then we have to make early childhood a priority. Our ability to grow and support a skilled early childhood workforce in Nebraska is absolutely going to be key to directly impacting the future of competitiveness and well-being of our state. So the stakes are incredibly high when it comes to ensuring a level playing field for all of our children.
Well, let's take a snapshot of Nebraska. How are we doing in this state with early childhood? Are we okay? Do we have improvement to make?
So think about this stat for a minute. We have to find a solution for the 64,000-plus Nebraska children between birth age and five who are at risk of failing in school. There are hundreds of educators, researchers, business leaders, and policymakers across the state doing good work and making strategic investments. But like many other states, Nebraska faces a shortage of highly qualified early childhood educators. And today that shortage is estimated in the neighborhood of almost 8,000, and the gap is big enough that focus steps will be required to close it. And so organizations like the University of Nebraska, like the Buffett Early Childhood Institute, are fostering discussions about how we can better serve children and enhance the quality of life in our state.
Let's talk more about what the university is doing to have an impact here. What do we have in place to create some change?
So I think one of the areas where I'd really like to highlight is the Buffett Early Childhood Institute. It's really a great example. The institute itself doesn't grant early childhood degrees or grant licenses. It doesn't directly produce early childhood graduates. What the Buffett Institute does is build bridges and connect people who are passionate about early childhood. Then it takes the ideas that come from these connections and uses them to make a difference, like influencing policymakers or sparking new research. The Buffett Institute has been doing impressive work since it was established a few years ago, and Dr. Sam Mizells, who is leading the institute, brings an incredible wealth of experience and knowledge about early development. And I'm really excited about this initiative that he's leading. So the Buffett Institute is bringing together faculty, staff, and students from all four of our campuses at the University of Nebraska and external partners across the state to make Nebraska, as Sam likes to say, the best place in the nation to be a baby.
Talk a little bit more about some of the things that the Buffett Institute's doing to help children in Nebraska have a better head start in life.
Sure. Well, one of the things they're doing is a pilot program in Omaha that focuses on serving young children from birth through third grade. There are 12 Omaha elementary schools that are participating. The schools work with community-based organizations to connect vulnerable children and families to early education and services. About 500 educators are leading the effort with support from the Buffett Early Childhood Institute, and the program will impact more than 4,000 kids. And so for these 4,000 kids, they have a chance at the American dream that they may not otherwise have.
That's really exciting. Now, let's talk more about the Buffett Early Childhood Institute. How are they trying to get their message out across the state?
So if you just think about 2015-16 alone, the Institute will offer three professional development conferences that are all open to all administrators, teachers, and early childhood professionals who serve young children. In fact, they just held one in October at UNL. It brought together more than 120 higher education faculty and early childhood experts. This is important because higher ed has a key role to play in educating caregivers and teachers, who will then fill the growing need for early childhood professionals across Nebraska.
Let's talk about moving ahead. What's the next step?
So if we're going to achieve this goal, we all need to work together. No one person, no one team, or no institute can meet this challenge alone. We need to continue to develop strong partnerships across the learning community so that we can create an impact on children and families in our state and beyond. We have to make certain that all of Nebraska's boys and girls grow up in an environment that gives them the absolute best chance to be successful in kindergarten, because if we know that if kids can be successful in kindergarten, they have a chance to attend the University of Nebraska. And it's just as simple as that.
Well, it's one of the great missions, I think, of the university. It's great to get some more information on that. Good to see you again. Look forward to seeing you back in Lincoln next week.
Thanks so much. Go Big Red.
All right. Hank Bounds, Nebraska president, join us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.